Hi there, everyone. It's Michael Kerr here at Humor at Work, and you're listening to another episode of, yes, you guessed it, Humor at Work. As I record this, it just happens to be a salute to silliness day. So today, we pay homage to the fine art of silliness, which isn't as silly as it may sound, considering the stress-busting, creativity-boosting, and team-building benefits of being a little silly at work from time to time. So here are some of the sillier ways I've come across workplaces putting a little humor to work. Ben & Jerry's ice cream has held meetings where everyone dons Groucho Marx glasses every time someone uses the word serious. Meeting participants at one office blows bubbles at the start of a meeting to loosen everyone up. Human Dynamics has a ritual where at 3 o'clock everyone laughs while spinning in their chairs for 30 seconds. Some workplaces have played a little stealth disco wherein someone videos a conversation between two or more colleagues while a person silently disco dances in the background. It's like a photobomb only with disco. One of my clients uses silly string at their meetings and launches a silly string attack whenever someone violates a meeting norm, such as using an overused buzzword or going over their allotted time to speak. And last but not least, definitely one of my favorite silly traditions to add a little bit of silliness to your day, Third Person Thursday, where everyone in your office refers to themselves in the third person. Mike truly loves that idea. And now my fun at work tip. If you Google Silly Booth, just Google Silly Booth, you'll go to a website where they rent this silly booth. It's an automated photo booth that helps you add a bit of silliness to your meeting or conference event. The booth comes with all sorts of crazy props and goofy costume parts for awesomely silly team photos. Or you can bring your own props and costumes. Now, just because you don't have a silly booth near you doesn't mean you can't get in on the act. Hold a contest for the silliest team photo in your workplace and create an official wall of silliness to display the photos. And the quote of the week from Rick George, the former CEO of Suncor, an energy giant here in my province of Alberta, very large, very conservative company, and yet here's what he has to say about silliness. In my experience, people who can do silly things for laughs alone and still maintain their workload are among the most valuable and productive employees in an organization. And in its A Wacky World section, well, this week maybe it's a Silly World section, the silliest inventions of the 20th century feature some rather unusual ideas. And Google this. You have to check out this website, Silliest Inventions of the 20th Century. They have things like a portable sauna, Venetian blind sunglasses, a motorized surfboard, a baby cage. I mean, a baby cage. We're not talking about a crib or a basket. This is a cage where you would put your baby, I guess, on display or something. I don't know. So you have to go check out this website and let me know, what would your vote be for the silliest invention of all time? Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, I'd invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com or www.humoratwork.tv.